In today's news of the GQDN podcast, the daily news, I should say, we have some EA talking about Battlefield 2042. PlayStation reaches 17.3 million, and a game has been delayed very quietly. So let's go back and tell you a little something from Destructoid.com, where EA was indeed disappointed with Battlefield 2042. And the CEO, Andrew Wilson, said during a call, "Battlefield 2042 was always an ambitious game, and our teams pushed to innovate across many dimensions, of course, including massive scale and 128 player matches, new modes, new dynamic gameplay, and more." He goes on to say, "Some of the design choices we made with the game also did not resonate with everyone in our community. We are fully committed to realizing the full potential of this game and fully committed to our Battlefield fans. We have already implemented a series of major updates to the game, and there's more to be done." Indeed, because a lot of people were not happy with all of that. But he didn't just speak about that within the article. They were talking about NFTs. So he goes on, "I believe collectively we will continue to be an important part of our industry and the games and experiences that we offer our players. Whether that's part of the NFT and the blockchain, well, that remains to be seen. And I think the way we think about it is what to deliver to or deliver the best possible player experiences we can. And so we will evaluate that over time. But right now is not something that we're driving audience." They were big pushers for NFT. Did they just back off? Well, we'll see. Now we have from Dot Esports, PlayStation 5 reaches 17.3 million units sold despite a chip shortage. This is a tweet from Daniel Ahmad at ZugiEX, if I got that right. Anyway, "The PlayStation 5 has sold 17.3 million units as of December 31st, 2021, according to Sony. This compares to 20.2 million for PlayStation 4 in the same time frame when launched aligned. PS5 has faced significant supply issues. It has been unable to keep up with PlayStation 4 despite demand," which is true. But keep in mind that chips are coming, especially when there's a plant that's being built outside of Columbus, Ohio. We'll see what happens there. But so far, so good for PlayStation, I think, amidst the hindrances that they have. Getting more into tech. According to .esports.com, AMD confirms that there will be some FSR support on Steam Deck. Now, there was a bit of a talk from Sebastian Nussbaum and Alex Duscher, and I'll give you a little bit of a quote. "FSR is already available for some applications that support it. Games that already include FSR will work as is, but also FSR support will include as part as an OS future release. Once that happens, games could potentially make some use of FSR if the games themselves don't natively support it. So there will be some support." Let's go to, well, I'm a PlayStation guy, so sue me. And this PlayStation State of Play, which I watched a little bit of, was all about Gran Turismo 5, or Gran Turismo 7, I'm sorry, not 5, 7. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and you can check out the article there, but there are a lot of things coming, such as license tests, missions, a tuning shop, sport, showcase, your own garage, cafe, and really, the visuals on the game is really good. If you check out the PlayStation YouTube, they go through a lot of how they made the game, the difference between one track being sunny and another part of the track being rain, okay, which does happen if you watch NASCAR or any other racing sports. It's really, really interesting. And really, this just looks awesome, to be honest. They go through the tracks. Definitely, there was some showing of the Daytona track. There is a basically like a Hall of Fame hub, okay, where you go through the different cars. There is also a your own garage. I mean, there's a lot going on with the game right now. Now, there's another report from WCCFTech.com, and there was some gameplay of WWE 2K22. Now, I didn't watch this, but basically, what the report is saying is that it's a lot better than 21, or a lot better than 20, I should say. And basically, it was Rey Mysterio was playing it, and he was facing some of his buddies. And according to reports, looks pretty good. So signs are positive for 2K22 for WWE. Now we go down a little bit of a negative road. This coming to us from Eurogamer, Rocksteady's Suicide Squad has reportedly, well, they think it's going to be delayed till next year. Now, there is some thoughts like the game might not be totally completed, basically not ready for beta yet, or might be still be in beta but not ready for release. It could be getting out of the way from the Batman game, Gotham Knights, which is kind of a thought there too, but we'll see what happens. But it will be coming out in 2023 now, so you have to wait till next year. But it was pushed back. I know that the time said 2022, but games do get pushed back for various reasons. Some of it rather stupid, some of it rather smart. Hey, gotta make way for another game. So be it, I guess. I would question why myself, but I don't know. I'm not them, obviously. We end today with some Nintendo news. This coming to us from NintendoEverything.com. And the games that will be coming to Switch is Putt-Putt Saves the Zoo, Pajama Sam 1 and 2, and Spy Fox Dry Cereal. Okay, so basically a lot of fun or funny type of games here. And really, really does look good there for Switch. So, if you got a Nintendo Switch, there's some games coming for you. There is some games coming for you. Definitely something to keep your mind off things. And we'll keep your mind off things there again tomorrow. More news as it comes. Might be a little bit earlier than normal because I got the day off, thanks to the snowstorm that's coming through right now. Anyway, you can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find the show at Group Quest. And if you go to thegroupquest.com, check out our Audible links. And of course, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Links are there. And while you're at it, go check out stackup.org as well. Great community. Anyway, this has been a Dawnforge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. Like I said, I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe a little bit sooner than normal. We'll see. We'll see you then.